الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are so many blessings and virtues to recite درود upon نبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. In so many ahadith, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us madani pearls about virtues and blessings of Durood Pak. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man usira alayhi shay'un falyukthir min as-salati alayya fa innaha tuhillul 'uqada wa takshiful kuraba." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one who faces any difficulties should recite salat upon me abundantly, because to recite salat upon me removes troubles and worries." Durood-e-Pak jo hai wo mushkilein aur pareshaniyon ko dur kar deta hai. Sometime hum difficulty mein hote hain. We are in problems, we are in difficulties, and we are searching the problem solver, that who will solve the problem. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a beautiful way to solve your problem, to recite durood salat upon him more and more and abundantly. Another beautiful hadith about the blessings and the virtues of Durood-e-Pak. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man salla alayya salatan wahidan." If anybody make durood upon me once, sallallahu alayhi ashara, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala send his rahma on that person 10 times. And Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man salla alayya ashran," if anybody recites Durood-e-Pak 10 times, sallallahu alayhi mi'ata, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alami, send his rahma 100 times on him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man salla alayya mi'atan, sallallahu alayhi alfa," if anybody recites 100 times Durood-e-Pak, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala send his rahma 1000 times. Till there, the Hadith-e-Pak is like a multiplication. If you recite one durood, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends 10 rahma. 10 durood, 100 rahma. 100 durood, 1000 rahma. But the another part of that hadith is so beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Waman salla alayya alfan," if anybody recite durood 1000 time on me, then what a great reward Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Zahamat katifuhu katifi ala babil jannah." His shoulder will touch my shoulder on the gate of paradise on the day of judgment. Qiyamat ke din uska kandha mere kandhe se chu raha hoga jisne duniya mein mujh par 1000 martaba Durood-e-Pak padha hoga. Look at the blessing of Durood-e-Pak. Look at the blessing of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We wasting our time so much in gossips and in different type of, you know, chats. If we spend our time to recite durood more and more, how much rewards, how much, you know, good deeds will get from that particular deed. So my request to all of my brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, spend your time daily, you know, make your schedule that this time in the day is my durood time, is my zikrullah time. So inshallah, on that particular time you get more and more rewards. So inshallah, make intention that from now onwards daily we'll recite Durood-e-Pak, Salat al-Nabi in abundantly, inshallah, azza wa jal. Niyat karein ke inshallah rozana kasrat ke saath Durood-e-Pak padhenge. Aayye milkar Durood-e-Pak padhlein. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in Khazainul Irfan, the Tafsir-e-Quran, a very beautiful story. The once a hungry man came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired from all the ummahatul mu'minin radiyallahu ta'ala anhun if there was some food, but none of them had anything to eat. Try to understand, these are the households of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked this family only one guest, but what replied he received from their houses. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the blessed companions, what he listened from the houses, if there was some food, but none of them had anything to eat. Ek mehman ko khilane ke liye Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke gharane mein khana nahi tha. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the blessed companions, may Allah azza wa jal shower his mercy upon the one who accepts him as his guest. آکا نے صحابہ کرام سے فرمایا جو اس مہمان کی خدمت کرے گا گھر لے جائے گا اس کو اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت نصیب ہو جائے گی. سبحان اللہ. Then سیدنا ابو طلحہ انصاری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ stood up and took the guest to his house and look at the status of صحابی رسول's house, companion of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. He asked the mother of his children, is there something to eat at home? ہمارے گھر پہ مہمان آیا ہے, آج کچھ کھانے کو ہے. She replied, some food is kept for the children. Sayyidina Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala said, make the children sleep. When the guest starts to have the meal, get up and pretend to set the lamp right and extinguish it so that the guest eats comfortably. Aisa karo, bachchon ko bhooka hi sula do. Aur raat ko jab main aur guest won't start to eat, جو لائٹ جو ہے, جو لیمپ ہے, چراغ ہے, اسے بند کر دینا, کلوز کر دینا, ڈارک ہو جائے گا. ٹرائی ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دیٹ اسٹیٹس ان دا ہاؤس آف دا کمپینین آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. دیر از اے ون گیسٹ اینڈ دا فوڈ از جسٹ فار دا چلڈرنز, بٹ واٹ ہی سجیسٹ ٹو ہز وائف دیٹ ٹرائی ٹو گیٹ اے سلیپ فار دا چلڈرن, بچوں کو سلا دو اور پھر دسترخوان لگانا, میٹ بچھانا, کھانا لگانا اور چراغ گل کر دینا تاکہ گیسٹ ڈونٹ انڈرسٹینڈ واٹ گوئنگ آن. اینڈ سیم تھنگ ہیپن دیٹ واٹ دے ڈو وین دا گیسٹ اسٹارٹ ٹو ہیو دا میل, دس پلان از ٹو بی کیریڈ آؤٹ سو دیٹ دا گیسٹ ریمینس ان اویئر آف دا فیکٹ دیٹ دا ہوسٹ آر ناٹ ایٹنگ ود ہم, ادر وائز ہی ول فورس دیم ٹو ایٹ اینڈ سنس دا فوڈ از لیس ہی ول ریمین ہنگری. پھر تو گیسٹ بھوکا رہ جائے گا اگر ہم سب مل کے اس کے ساتھ کھانا کھائیں گے. In this way سیدنا ابو طلحہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ fed the hungry, fed the guests, and he himself and his family members remained hungry for the whole night. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, next morning that he رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ went to the court of the beloved Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Upon seeing سیدنا ابو طلحہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, the holy Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, at night a strange incident happened in someone's house. Allahu Akbar. Before he say anything, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the knower of unseen, غیب کی خبریں دینے والے آقا سیدنا ابو طلحہ انصاری رضی اللہ عنہ سے پہلے فرما رہے ہیں کہ رات فلاں فلاں کے گھر میں بڑا عجیب واقعہ پیش آیا. اللہ اکبر. یہاں ایک اور بات, ون مور تھنگ وی ہیو ٹو لرن دیٹ سم ٹائم اف وی ڈو سم تھنگ گڈ, وی ڈو سم گڈ ڈیڈ, we try to tell everybody that I do that thing, I sacrifice, I get, you know, feed my guest. But look, Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari, don't say anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized. And he say that in last night, something happens very strange in someone's house. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is really pleased with them. And this verse of Surah Al-Hashr was revealed. Look at the nobility. Are qurban jaye Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari ki kismat par. کیا خوبصورت دعوت ہے کہ اس دعوت, اس قربانی کی وجہ سے قرآن پاک کی ایک آیت نازل ہوتی ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ قرآن مجید میں ارشاد فرماتا ہے, the translation of that verse, and prefer the refugees over themselves even if they themselves are in dire need, and whoever is saved from the greed of his carnal self, only they are the successful ones. سبحان اللہ. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, in this story there are so many Madani pearls, but the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was spending such a simple life that none of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen had food at their house that night. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had such a firm trust in Allah azza wa jal that he did not keep food for the next day. Hame kya seekhne ko mila? Nabiyon ke aqa hai, the king of anbiya, the king of rasool, the master of ummah, but no, nothing have in his house. And today we have so many things in our houses. We have full of fridges, we have full of accounts, we have full of cupboards. But are we have shukr on our tongue? Are we have shukr in our heart? Are we are happy with our Allah Azza wa Jal? Thanksgiving or not? My dear Islamic brothers, try to understand. Mere aqa Ali Salatu wa Salam aur sahaba ka hal ye hai ki ghar mein ek mehman ko khilane ka nahi hai magar Allah ki rida par razi hai. Aaj Allah ne hume kya nahi diya hai magar if something happened hum apni zuban se shikwa karte hain, complaining karte hain that I have a problem, I have so many problems. Try to understand why we don't make shukr, thanksgiving in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Try to understand countless blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Lord of universe, are showering faster than torrential rains on every atom of the universe, more than the drops of the rain, more than the leaves of all the trees in this world, more than the drops of all the water in this world, more than the grains of all the sands in the world. Every second, without being asked for, it is impossible to count his blessings. Our Lord, the most merciful and the bestower of favors, has announced his himself in his glorious holy Quran. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala khud Quran Majeed mein irshad farmata hai, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. And if you enumerate the favors of Allah, if you want to count the favors of Allah azza wa jal, you will never be able to count them. Agar tum count karna chaho, ginna bhi chahoge, to shumar nahi kar sakte. These are the bounties, the glories of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Islamic brothers, thankfulness, shukr, is an excellent worship. The privilege of thanking is a great fortune. Thankfulness secures blessings. Thankfulness leads to an increase in blessings. Thanking is a habit of Allah Azza wa Jal's friend. Thankfulness is obedience to Allah. Thanking is a means to the sustainment of blessings. Thankfulness is the abandonment of sin. Thankfulness is the acknowledgement of blessings. But ungratefulness causes destruction. My dear Islamic brothers, Allah ko shukr karne wale bande pasand hai. Na shukr pasand nahi hai. Shukr Allah ki nemat hai. Shukr Allah ki nematon ka izhar hai. Aur na shukri ye nematon ke tabah hone ki wajah hai. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri Channel, Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala no reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah azza wa jal grants the blessing of family, wealth or children to anyone, and he says, ma sha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. The meaning, whatever Allah wants, the strength for good deeds only comes from him. That is, he is grateful, then he will see no calamity in it except death. Agar kisi ko Allah nemate de, family de, wealth de, aur wo kahe ma sha Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Iska fayda kya hoga? فرمایا موت کے سوا اپنی نعمت میں کوئی کمی نہیں دیکھے گا. برکتیں ہوتی چلی جائیں گی, اس کی جو blessings ہے وہ انکریز ہوتی چلی جائیں گی. آج ہم اللہ کی نعمتوں کا شکر ادا نہیں کرتے. آج ہم جب ڈنر کرتے ہیں, لنچ کرتے ہیں, we are wasting so much food. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم once came in the house of سیدنا عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. The beloved prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, سیدنا عائشہ said, he came to me and saw a piece of bread, roti, on the floor. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked it up, wiped it, and said, O Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, respect the blessing of Allah azza wa jal, because once they get upset with the family and depart, do not return. Try to understand, daily we are making lunch, breakfast, dinner, and how much food we wasting. This is the blessings of Allah. These are the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In our gatherings, in our wedding ceremonies, very big amount of food are wasting. And you know what Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says? That because once they get upset, jab ye ne'mat chali jati hai, with the family and depart, do not return. Phir ye ne'mat wapis nahi aati. Sometimes we are so much happy and have so much money, but because of those disrespect of ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, these ni'mah, these barakah, these blessings gone. Ni'mat ki qadr kijiye, Allah ka shukr ada kijiye, Allah ne jo kuch ata kiya hai us par razi rahiye. Sayyidina Imam Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam heard someone say alhamdulillahi bil Islam, that is thanks to Allah azza wa jal for the blessing of Islam. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you have certainly given thanks for a huge blessing. Tumne Allah ki bahut badi ne'mat ka shukr ada kiya. Try to understand kitni badi ne'mat hai Islam. Kabhi socha? We are being Muslim, alhamdulillah, we born Muslim. Allah ka kitna bada karam hai. Without asking, Rabb azza wa jal give us birth in the house of Muslims. We got iman without any effort. Magar sochiye wo log jo gair Muslimon ke ghar mein paida hote hain. Allah ta'ala ne hame bin maange musalman banaya. Magar Allah ki is ne'mat ka humme se kisne kitna shukr ada kiya. Kitni baar Rabb ki bargah mein kaha, oh Allah azza wa jal, thank you very much. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne mujhe musalman bana diya. Without asking, we're not making thanks for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for that great blessing. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you have certainly given thanks for a huge blessing. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, look at the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have a habit of complaining. We have a habit for saying everything to everybody, that I'm in a big problem, my business is going low, my health is not good, I'm in a big problem, always complaining. Look at the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwufu ja'at nikmatik wa hawli afiyatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Look at the beautiful dua, beautiful supplication. Because these ni'mah have gone away without thanksgiving. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the termination of your blessing. Ya Allah, main teri ni'maton ke zawal se teri panah mangta hu. Ye ni'matein chali na jaye mere malik. Your sudden breath, the turning away of your protection and from your displeasure. Ye dua mere aankha manga karte. یہ ہماری کتنی شاندار تربیت ہے کہ ہم بھی رب کریم سے دعائیں مانگتے رہیں کہ یا اللہ کہیں یہ نعمتیں ہم سے منہ نہ موڑ لیں، یہ جو باؤنٹیز ہیں، یہ بلیسنگز ہیں، کہیں دور نہ چلی جائیں. اس کی فکر کون کرتا ہے؟ اے میرے میٹھے پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں، سیدنا ابو بکر بن عبداللہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ رپورٹڈ فرام دا ہولی پروفٹ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم، ہو ایور از گرانٹڈ گڈنس اینڈ دا میکس اٹ ویزیبل از ریفرڈ ٹو ایز اے بیلوڈ آف اللہ عز و جل and a publicizer of Allah's favor. But whoever is granted goodness but does not make it visible is referred to as a person disliked by Allah Azza wa Jal and an enemy of his favors. Badi aham baat hai. Allah ne'matein de na, ataaye de, to Rab ye pasand bhi farmata hai ki uski ne'maton ka banda izhar bhi kare. Hain uski ne'matein nazar aani chahiye. اب بندے کو اللہ نے رحمتیں بھی دیں، نعمتیں بھی دیں، وہ خود بھی پریشان رہے، اپنے بچوں کو بھی پریشان رکھے اور پتہ بھی نہ چلے کہ رب کی اس کے اوپر کتنی نعمتیں ہیں. سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ میں ایک شخص حاضر ہوا. نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی بارگاہ میں جب وہ حاضر ہوا، مین کیم ان دا کورٹ آف رسول اللہ اینڈ پرا گندا بال تھا وہ. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم آسک، کیا تیرے پاس کچھ مال ہے؟ ڈو یو ہیو اینی ویلتھ ود یو؟ ہی سیڈ، یا رسول اللہ، یس آئی ہیو سو مچ ویلتھ. I have, Rasulullah Pak Sallam, which wealth you have? He replied, I have, you know, every type of wealth. I have houses, I have horses, I have animals, so many things. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jab Allah Azza wa Jal ne tujhe maal ata kiya hai, then your God, your Lord, give us ni'ma barakat. Why we are, I'm not seeing this. Uska asar kahan hai? Uski jo khubsurti hai, wo kahan hai? To pata chala, کہ اللہ نعمتیں دے اس کا اظہار بھی کرنا چاہیے. اب کچھ لوگ کیا کرتے ہیں کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی بارگاہ میں شکر ادا نہیں کرتے. اللہ تعالیٰ نعمتیں عطا دے پھر بھی ایسے نظر آتے ہیں جیسے بالکل اس کو کہتے ہیں فقیر کی طرح نظر آتے ہیں. تو اپنے مال کو اچھے انداز میں خرچ کرنا چاہیے. ہاں شریعت کی باؤنڈری ہے نو اسراف نو ایکسٹرا، ایسا پراؤڈ کے ساتھ اسپینڈ کرنا اس کی اجازت نہیں ہے، مگر اللہ کی نعمتوں کو خرچ کرنا چاہیے شریعت کی باؤنڈری کے اندر رہ کر. قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں اللہ تبارک و تعالی ارشاد فرماتا ہے ان الانسان لربہ لکنوت، ٹرانسلیشن انڈیڈ مین از ویری انگریٹفل ٹورڈز ہز لارڈ. اللہ تبارک و تعالی قرآن میں فرماتا ہے کہ بے شک آدمی اپنے رب کا بڑا ناشکرا ہے. اللہ اللہ، علماء اس آیت کی تفسیر میں کیا فرماتے ہیں؟ The human being is certainly ungrateful to his Lord. سیدنا حسن بن ابو حسان رحمت اللہ تعالی says about this sacred verse, man is extremely ungrateful. انسان واقعی بڑا ناشکرا ہے. Meaning he counts his problems but forgets his blessing. انسان اپنی جو مشکلیں ہیں وہ گنتا رہتا ہے، اپنی blessings کو نہیں گنتا، اللہ کی نعمتوں کو نہیں گنتا. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, one method of shukr, Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam said, implored Allah azza wa jal in the court of Allah, Ya Allah azza wa jal, how should I thank you? How should I thank you? Allah, tera shukr ada karne ka tarika kya hai? He azza wa jal replied, O Musa, for your tongue to always remain busy doing my zikr. اللہ فرماتا ہے موسیٰ شکر یہ ہے کہ تیری زبان ہر دم میرا ذکر کرتی رہے. My dear Islamic brothers, our tongue is busy in zikr nowadays, or we are busy in gossips, we are busy in chattings, we are busy in worldly life. How much time we make zikr and saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen or shukr, always complaining. Another method, بہت اچھی بات ہے اللہ کا ذکر کرنا، شکر ادا کرنا، beautiful way. مگر دیر از اندر میتھڈ از مور امپورٹنٹ دیٹ سیدنا محمد بن لوط انصاری رحمت اللہ تعالی نے سیڈ گریٹیٹیوڈ از ٹو اوائڈ ڈس اوبیڈینس، شکر یہ ہے کہ بندہ اللہ کی نافرمانی چھوڑ دے. اور یہ لاجیکلی بھی اوکے ہے. اف اینی بڈی گیو یو اینی بگ گفٹ لائک اف یور پرابلم اینڈ یو نیڈ اے ہاؤس، یو نیڈ اے لون، اور یو نیڈ اے جاب، اینی ٹائپ آف بگ فیور، or if anybody give you a big favor in your life, you always be thankful to him. You always try to not disobedient to him, because if he displeases, you feel sorry that he helped me and I'm not obedient for him. Hame duniya mein koi favor kar de, hum kya chahte hain ki wo naraz na ho, uski wo khush rahe. Yaar isne badi mauke pe favor ki hai. Jab duniya mein koi shakhs hamari madad kar de, hum uske lifetime shukr guzar ho jate hain. کبھی سوچا کہ اللہ نے میری اور آپ کی کتنی مدد کی ہے، ہمیں کیا کیا عطا فرمایا ہے، ہمیں کتنی نعمتوں سے نوازا ہے. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, listen. Once time سیدنا سعید بن عامر رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ said that a man complained about his poverty to سیدنا یونس بن عبید رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ. ایک شخص آیا اور کمپلین کرنے لگا، میرے پاس کچھ بھی نہیں ہے، I have nothing. Look at the way, look at the answer. So he asked him, the eye that you see with, do you accept 100,000 silver coins for it? Jin aankhon se dekh rahe ho, wo aankhein mujhe de do, give it me your eyes and take 100,000 silver coins. Hai, dirham le lo, 1,00,000. The man replied, no, how I give you my eyes? Then he replied, again, would you accept 100,000 for one hand? He replied again, no. Then he asked, what about your one foot? He gave the same answer, no. The director says that he reminded him of some more blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal and then said, I see you have hundreds of thousands, but you are complaining about poverty. Lakhon rupay ki property leke ghoom rahe ho aur Allah ki nematon ka shukr ada nahi karte. Complain karte ho, mere paas kuch nahi hai. My dear Islamic brothers, try to understand. اللہ کی بلیسنگز کتنی ہیں ہمارے پاس، ہم ساری زندگی شکر ادا کرتے رہیں، ہمارا شکر ادا نہیں ہو سکتا. Now I have want to make a one test. Please close your eyes. All Islamic brothers, please close your eyes for few seconds, please. And now open your eyes. Few seconds ago, what you are watching? Black. Nothing. You know, this black screen is in front of us for few seconds. But if anybody blind, don't have eyes, all the life he spent like this, he watched like this, he see like this. Sari zindagi uski aankhon ke aage andhera hota hai. He's not able to see anything. Whatever we want to see, hum dekh lete hain. Magar blind nahi dekh sakta. I have a question for all of you. You have any speciality that you got eyes and blind don't got eyes? It's only the blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We don't ask Rabbul Alameen, Ya Allah, please born us. Please give us birth with eyes. We don't ask in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He gave us without any asking. It is His big blessing. There are so many doctors here. Ask with the doctors that what a big blessing eyes is. People want to spend million of rupees that, oh doctor, take our all money and give us our eyes. But they have no option. Try to understand. In whole life, how many times we make shukr in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you gave me eyes and I'm able to see. Try to understand. If anybody have a children's, we have our children's on the day of Eid and the day of good days, vacations, children come towards us and ask us, oh Baba Jan, look at my house, look at my clothes, how beautiful I'm looking. And be kissing our children's and saying, oh mashallah, your dress is very good, you're looking beautiful. If anybody blind and have a children's, and the children's asking him, oh Baba Jan, look at me, look at to my dress, how beautiful am I? What the blind thinking? That Ya Allah, if I have got the eyes, I see my children, but I have no eyes. Alhamdulillah, we went to Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwara many times. And when we go in the front of Kaaba-e Musharrafa, what a beautiful sight! Every Muslim wants to see Kaaba-e Musharrafa again and again, and Rauza-e Rasool again and again. But try to understand, if any blind Muslim go in the front of Kaaba-e Musharrafa, and anybody tell him that look at the beautiful Kaaba, and he's not able to see the Kaaba because he has no eyesight. What he say in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala? Ya Allah, if I got the eyes, I will see your house in my eyes. I will see the Rauza-e Rasool with my naked eyes. But I have no eye. But we have eyes. We have eyesight. What we are doing with those eyes? Are we made shukr in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Ya Allah, you gave us eyes. Unfortunately, with this blessing, we are displeasing our beloved Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are watching haram with these eyes. We are watching films and dramas and non-mahram. Please try to understand why we are complaining. We have eyes. And not only the eyes. We have our hands. Look after those people which are not hands. How they live their lives. If you want to exercise or if you want to realize this blessing, I don't want to tie up your whole hand. Just tie your thumb one a day, once in a day. One day, tie your thumb only. And try to pick anything. Try to write anything. Try to work anything. Only this thumb will realize you that what a big blessing is our hand. We have both hands. It's a blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's not our effort. We have nothing to describe. It's just a big blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But are we make tawbah? Are we make shukr in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, it's your blessing that you give us both hands salamat. I have these both hands. Kabhi Allah ka shukr ada kiya? Ya Allah, aankhein bhi di, haath bhi diye. Now let's come towards tongue. Ab kuch zaban ki baat karte hain. You sometime met a people that don't have tongue. They don't have a power to speak. Kabhi kisi goonge se baat karo. To pata chalta hai ki wo kaise baat samjhata hai. Always making gestures. Ishaare karta hai. Voice is very, not good voice in his mouth coming out. People laughing on him. Kya bol raha hai? I'm not understanding. Sometime he crying, please understand what I want to say. But he is not able to say anything, any word. And we have our tongue salamat. We have this tongue correctly. We have able to talk. Ye kitni badi ne'mat hai. Kitni badi blessing hai. I hope there are some doctors for ENT special there. And that they know that if anybody not have a power to listening, what a big problem is. Anybody saying something, not listening, what going on? And they put the ear instrument, maybe some thousands and some hundred thousand rupees to hear something. and we are able to hear everything what we want. But try to understand what we are hearing is halal or is haram. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us this tema, and we are using against him, against his order. We are listening haram music and all bad things. Why we are not making shukr, my dear Islamic brothers? Just come towards your legs. We all here come with our legs. Try to realize the life of those people which don't have legs. Wo kaise zindagi guzarte hain? Kabhi besakhiyon par hote hain, kabhi wheelchair par hote hain. And try to wait for anybody to come and cross me a road. Try and wait for anybody come and take me towards ishtima or towards any relative's house. Try to understand how many ni'mat. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you're not able to count it. Magar hum hain ki complaining. You know, we have this water. Whatever, how much we want to drink, we are able to drink without any cost. But you know that how we got this water? There is only one source in all universe to get this water is rain. Okay? Now try to understand the system of our Allah tabarak wa ta'ala making for his dunya. How many human beings in dunya? Maybe about 6 billion or 7 billion. Okay? 7 Arab ke kareeb insaan rehte hain. Not only the human beings need water, all you know, animals, all we can say the birds, every animal need water. Let's go forward. How many trees want the water? Try to understand that daily how much quantity this world needs the water of water. Kitna pani duniya ko chahiye? And how this world got the water? From the rain. How rains come? Now science proving it that from the sea, we can say the bukharat, the small particles go towards sky in how much quantity? Billions of gallons daily going from the sea towards the sky. These are the pipelines which we are not seeing. How this billion tons water is going towards the sky, we don't see. Okay, and then where they store? In overhead tanks, in clouds. We fly so many times in the aircraft, we cross the clouds, want to sometimes try to find where are those big tanks in rainwater stored. No tank over there, but there is a storage of millions of tons of waters. This is the Qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Okay, then these, you know, the sky, the sea water is very salty. We are not able to drink it. But look at the, we can say, filter plant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sea water become a pure water. Mubarak water, most beautiful mineral water of the earth. Science telling us that is the rain water. Subhanallah. And then what's happening? These clouds filter the water and give it to us. You know, Sri Lanka is the island. Sri Lanka is the island. We know that four sides there are sea. But there are so many countries are landlocked. Bahut sari country aisi hain jahan sea nahi hai. To wahan pani kaise pahunchta? Barish ka pani kaise pahunchta? Look at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ordered the wind to take those clouds over those countries, those cities which don't have seas. So rain go to all around the world, and then from the cloud it's come a pure water. Okay. At the time of rain we drink it. After rain, what's happened? How we get the water all over the year? What a beautiful system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now underground tank. The all water, the rain water goes in the land, and whenever we need water, we bore it, we go towards the under the earth and take the water out, and we drink it. Okay, sometimes become so hot. The inside water is finished. There is no rain. How this universe get the water? Subhanallah. At the hot season, we also in refrigerator make our water as ice. अपने घर में भी रखते हैं ना? ठंडा करके रख देते हैं, become ice. And we need at the time of hot weather. Allah Tabarak wa Taala make a big refrigerator in northern areas. Eh? The all rain water become ice. And in the hot days, that ice melting and coming towards rivers and go towards all around the world and people get this water. Try to understand how we get this water. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَا. These are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are complaining. Hum sirf shikwa karna jante hain. Don't say it. From now onwards, if you want to increase your blessing, if you want to sustain your blessing, aap chahte hain ki aapki ne'maton mein izafa hota rahe, barkatein badhti rahein, apni zuban par shukr laiye. Apne amal se Allah ki farma bardari kijiye. Us Rabbe Kareem ka shukr ada karte rahiye. Wo ne'maton mein izafa farmata rahega. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, try to understand. And from now onwards, make intention that inshallah Azzawajal will make shukr with tongue and with our body parts. We not disobedient about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometime, one a beautiful story, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Rahman, or it was recited in his presence. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why do I hear a better reply to it from jinns than your reply? Nabi Pak alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne sahaba ikram ke samne Surah Rahman tilawat ki aur kaha ke main jinnon se, jinn se, tum se achcha reply kyun sunta hoon? Whenever I reach this words of Allah azza wa jal, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So, O men and jinns, which favor of your Lord will you deny? So, jinns jo hai wo reply karte hain, we will not reject any blessing of our Lord. Pyare aqa kehte hain, jinn tumse achcha jawab de rahe hain, ki hum apne Rab ki kisi ne'mat ko nahi jhutlayenge. Magar hum sochein ke hum Allah ki ne'maton ke bare mein kaisa belief rakhte hain. Mere meethe aur pyare Islami bhaiyon aur Madani Channel ke nazreen, ab in the last, there is some confusion. Sometimes people thinking that I'm always making shukr, I am obedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm making 5 times namaz, I'm doing good things, but I have no big, you know, bounties. And a guy who have a big sins, doing disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he getting so many bounties, he got so many blessings. What is the reason behind this? Look at the beautiful narration that Sayyidina Uqaba bin Amir rahmatullahi ta'ala reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you see that Allah azza wa jal grants people their desires in spite of their sins, then He azza wa jal is giving them a chance. Jab tum dekho ke banda Allah ki nafarmani bhi kar raha hai aur usse ne'matein bhi mil rahi hain, to samajh lo ke usko dheel di ja rahi hai. To kabhi kisi ko ye dekh kar na sochein کہ وہ اتنی نافرمانی کر رہا ہے, نماز بھی نہیں پڑھتا, گناہ بھی کرتا ہے, حرام کماتا ہے اور وہ دنیا میں بڑا خوشحال ہے. یہ اللہ کی طرف سے ڈھیل ہے. مجھے اور آپ کو رب کا فرما بردار بننا ہے. اور میرے بیٹھے اور پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں, ایک بڑی ڈرا دینے والی روایت, سیدنا حسن بصری رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ فرماتے ہیں کہ جو نعمت ہے نا, جب تک وین ایور اے مین میکنگ شکر ان دا کورٹ اللہ تبارک و تعالی, دس نعمت became a blessing, وہ برکت رہتی ہے. And if the man not making shukr for that blessing, exactly that blessing become a punishment for him. وہی نعمت اس کے لیے سزا بنا دی جاتی ہے. اب یہ بڑی عجیب بات ہے, how it's possible that نعمت become a punishment, blessings become a punishment, یہ کیسے ہو سکتا ہے؟ جی جناب, if anybody not making correct way of shukr, a مثال, for example, a son, a daughter, big blessing. Children's are big blessing. Men want to have a children's. But if he not make a good shukr, not give them good tarbiyah, sometime those children's, you know, shout on the parents. Even the fight with the parents. Even, you know, sometime they get out his parents from their houses. Apne ghar se bahar nikal dete apne maa baap ko. Arre ye to ne'mat thi. Ye kaise punishment ban gayi? Because at that ni'mah, that blessing, you don't have make a correct way of shukr. Like a wedding, shadi, bahut badi ni'mat hai Allah ki. Magar shadi ke andar, at the time of occasions of weddings, what we are doing? Displease of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not making good way of shukr. That particular wedding, that particular couple, have a big problems in their life. That blessing become a punishment. Wo biwi jo ni'mat thi, وہ پھر اللہ کی طرف سے پنشمنٹ بن جاتی ہے، بندے کا گھر تباہ و برباد ہو جاتا ہے کیونکہ شادی جیسی نعمت میں شکر ادا نہیں کیا گیا تھا. تو مائی ڈیئر اسلامک بردرز، ایٹ ایوری بلیسنگ، ایٹ ایوری نعما، ٹرائی ٹو میک شکر ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. آخر میں میں اپنے رب عز و جل سے دعا کرتا ہوں، ول میک دعا ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اللہم اعینی علی ذکرک و شکرک و حسن عبادتک. یا اللہ عز و جل، give us support to make shukr in your court, make us as a shakiri. ہمیشہ دعا کرتے رہا کرو کہ مولا مجھے اپنے شکر گزار بندوں میں بنا دے، مجھے نا شکروں میں سے نہ بنانا. اور جو جتنا شکر ادا کرتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی بلیسنگز اتنی ہی انکریز کرتا رہتا ہے. Once a man met with سیدنا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, a biggest scholar, big knowledge, he asked him, how you become a biggest alim deen in the world? What he replied, he said that I read in the Quran that la in shakartum la azidannakum, if you make shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increase your barakat, increase your ni'mah. Once I take some knowledge and make a shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thankfulness, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increase my knowledge. I got some knowledge, make shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala more increase my knowledge and I become like that. Subhanallah. If you want to increase your ni'mah, if you want to increase your blessings, always get the habit of thankfulness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ہمیں ہر حال میں اپنا شکر ادا کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. اور شکر کا جو طریقہ میں نے بتایا کہ ڈس اوبیڈینس ہی نہیں کرنی ہے, زبان سے میں اللہ کا شکر ادا کرتا رہوں, یا اللہ تیرا شکر ہے, یا اللہ تیرا شکر ہے, اور میں اعمال اس کی نافرمانی والے کروں, یہ عقل مندی نہیں ہے. ہونا یہ چاہیے کہ میرے رب کی نعمتیں بڑھتی رہیں, میرے سجدے بڑھتے رہیں, اس کی عطائیں بڑھتی رہیں, میرا شکر بڑھتا رہے, وہ نوازتا رہے, میں عبادتیں بڑھاتا رہوں. بٹ انفارچونیٹلی ہی انکریزنگ ہز نعمہ اینڈ وی انکریزنگ اور سیلف. He bestowing his bounties on us more and more. The more bounties, we are making more sins. It's not logical. It's not good way. Try to understand. When he increase his ni'mah, his barakah, his bounties, we must increase our ibadat, our sujood, our good deeds. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us strength to make shukr more and more. Ameen. بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم.
Today's bayan I appreciate. Dawat al-Islami spreading all over the world and they are doing a good job of work. They want to spread Islam everywhere and I pray for them and I pray for Sheikh who today gave this lecture.
I am very glad that I got this invitation to attend. And I am glad that I was able to listen to a very inspiring speech. And the learned speaker, your Sheikh, spoke on the concept of gratitude, which is lacking in many of us. Even I am ashamed that I have not kept myself up to the standard the Sheikh was explaining to us, particularly about the organs that we have got, the eyes, the hands, the legs, and all those things.
MashaAllah, you really inspired us. Really inspired us. And heart-touching bayans wa, MashaAllah. Ne tutre dita MashaAllah bayan kari diya in. Bow inspiring wa saampati thiai. Ne aji jo bupor jo bayan to ansu achi ya. I think most of the people were tearing. Alhamdulillah, panji dua hai ke Allah inneke should give him a long life with grace and well-being and he should touch many, many hearts in the future. دعائے دل سے دعائے اج جو آوا ہوا اور میں ہفتوں جانوں تو ایچ ہوئی کہ ان کی لائف میں رو بیان نہیں سوری آئی تھنک ہی واز کرائنگ تو ماشاء اللہ
جی نہ اصل گھر میں بھی ماشاء اللہ گھنو ان جو افیکشن آ ویو ہے فیملی اندر میں اج جو بیان جو میم نے ایسوسیشن میں سنیا یہ سنی نے امیڈیٹلی بچے کی تعلیم شروع تھی بھی کہ ہاؤ ٹو ریسپیکٹ یور پیرنٹس اینڈ ہاؤ ٹو گو فارورڈ ود آل دا ریسپیکٹ وتھ یور پیرنٹس اینڈ وٹ یو شوڈ ڈو ناؤ اینڈ ہیئر آفٹر
میرے اعمال کا بدلہ تو جہنم ہی تھا میں تو جاتا مجھے سرکار نکال جانا